Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Daily Phil devotional titled, Sadness and Tears. I fell down and scraped my knee badly on rough asphalt. I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I sat there rocking back and forth, hands over my knee with blood dripping through the fingers. I was crying out loud and had tears flowing down my face. That was the first time that I heard someone tell me that boys shouldn't cry. It was a neighbor kid who saw me fall, and he said, "Cut it out, boys don't cry." I didn't believe him at the moment because I knew I was a boy, and I was definitely crying. It hurt. It wasn't until later that I understood what he meant. Boys were supposed to be tough and not let anything hurt them. The idea that boys don't cry or that boys shouldn't cry is a lie. Sometimes girls believe that lie too, thinking that they should be stronger than whatever is happening or have it together enough to be unscathed by life around them. Crying is a natural response to the things of life that happen around us. Today I know that, and I cry freely at Hallmark commercials and seeing people I'm fond of getting awards or promotions, at witnessing someone sacrifice for something else, or saying goodbye to friends or family, even stubbing my toe, and of course remembering loss. Sometimes the tears come at joyful moments, sometimes in pain. Crying is what our bodies do sometimes, and it's good for us. Emotions are a gift from God. They are one of the ways we are like Him, made in His image. Therefore, it should come as no surprise that at the launch of the temple rebuild in Jerusalem, there was great joy and big tears. Here's a quote. "Yet many of the priests and Levites and the heads of fathers' households, the old men who had seen the first temple, wept with a loud voice when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, while many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not distinguish the sound of the shout of joy from the sound of the weeping of the people." Ezra 3, verses 12 and 13. Some of those tears may have been joyous, but weeping with a loud voice came from all the loss and all the change that the newly laid foundation of the temple brought to heart and mind. As changes at EFCC bring memories and loss to your heart and mind, be real and honest before the Lord and each other. It can be good to weep at what you miss as well as what you see before you. I'm John Riley, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.